Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the best podcast in the world, the Strength and Skills Podcast, by your hosts,
Dennis
and Nick.
For the first time in English, finally. Yeah.
We already have this podcast in German, but as we have a lot of people asking us for an English one, we thought, let's start it in English too. Because our desire, can we say it like that?
Yeah.
I think so, is we want to share more information about calisthenics. And we both are now for like six years both.
Yeah, me 1 year. I think seven years. Yeah.
I'm like 6 years into the game. Dennis is like 7 years into the game. We have different specializing. Yeah. As Dennis is more about this classic strength and skills stuff.
Yeah.
And
so skill-based training from, just skills and more weighted stuff too, though.
I'm really into reps and sets and all the weighted and, also street lifting stuff. So what we're going to do in this whole podcast is giving you as much information about training as possible, implementing some stuff from all the areas of real strength training, giving you some information about nutrition, as much as we do. We are not any nutritionist or something, but we give you some information about that too. In the first episode we thought about giving you the information how we started and why we are the experts to tell you what you should do in your training.
So I can start off. Calisthenics, I started, like Nick said before, almost 7 years ago. So a while back, I did many sports when I was a kid. Tried everything from football to basketball to squash and karate and more. And everything, I liked everything until I got hurt. I had like a morbus lato. I don't know if you know that. It's something you get in puberty on the knee. And I couldn't do sport for a few years and actually completely stopped with sports. Started studying in Vienna. I'm actually from Italy, originating from Bolzano. And in Vienna, in the second year I was here studying, we had like a little gym in the little place, in the student home where I was staying. So I said, okay, I'll just try and start to do some stuff. But I was afraid of weights. So I searched for some bodyweight videos. And back at the time, Frank Medrano and the Bar Brothers were very, very big, and there were these killer routines, and which were crazy. And I saw this stuff, and people were doing like banana handstand push-ups, but it was so cool. Like, I didn't see anything like this besides in gymnastics ever before, and never understood how difficult this stuff was. So I just started training and doing my 300 push-ups a day and pull-ups until I couldn't. I was always good in pull-ups, for example. I didn't have to start from one, so I already had 10, I think, when I started, which was kind of good to not get too depressed. And it was like, it worked out for about 2 years. I did these routines, I got stronger, I did lots and lots of handstand push-ups, which gave me a good shoulder strength, but took away some of my mobility that was lacking right in the beginning. And after that, I tried to learn some skills, because in Italy especially, the sport started growing very quickly, and you saw very quickly people doing crazy stuff. And in Italy it became like almost a religion to do everything in great form and good form, and was all about form all the time. and you saw people doing planches, front lever pull-ups, front lever pull-ups, yeah, planche push-ups, everything, like already 7 years ago or 6 years ago, and executed very, very well. Over the years, it got better and better. And like I got inspired by that and started skill training until a certain point where I started stagnating. I think it was about after 4 years of training, everything started getting slower and I got stuck in the same point for almost a year without even noticing, because I mean, it was just fun to work out.
Yeah.
And I loved that about it.
Classic.
Yeah. The classic, you're stuck, but you don't know. Yeah. Like you don't feel it. You don't have
people. You don't even think about it.
Yeah. You don't think about it because you don't have people around you who do this sport. Here in Vienna, nobody was doing calisthenics. I remember there were a few parks down at the river and there was like one Ukrainian guy training.
Yeah.
He was the only one who could do like one arm pull-ups and stuff like that. And that was it. Nobody else was doing anything. So if you don't have anybody to compare to, like, you don't notice it. And just fun. And it's, I mean, it's great. But if you are someone who strives for progress, it's nicer. Like, it's nice to have it. And so the sport started growing in Austria, too. I always used to train at home alone.
I think a big impact was also the uprising Instagram, because yeah, at that time Instagram wasn't really a big thing.
I just looked at YouTube and yeah. I have to say I only made Instagram like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Like I was very late on the Instagram business. I only looked at YouTubers and YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
But I think so. Yeah. Instagram afterwards became the center of calisthenics.
Yeah. Nowadays. Yeah. You can't do calisthenics without Instagram. Yeah,
exactly.
It's just not possible. Not, you can't do it.
Yeah.
How did the story go on?
Story? Oh, yeah. I was. I met some people here in Vienna who were doing the sport too, by chance. Achim Gulles. And we trained together once or twice, then didn't hear each other for a few years again. And then it was about in my fifth year of training, or fourth, yeah. In the fourth and a half year of training, I wrote him again and was like, I saw he participated at some championships here in Austria. And I asked him, like, oh, cool, I saw, like, there's championship and stuff. So the sport's growing here in Austria, too. And we met up and started training together. And, yeah, in the time to come, I went to FIBO. Met some people from Italy, and one of them became my coach afterwards.
Actually, that was the FIBO when we met first time, huh? Wasn't
yeah,
it?
That was the same one. It was the same one. The first time I went to FIBO and we met for the first time, it was, I think, 3 years ago or something like
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We met for the first time there. I met Leo, which is my coach, and the guy with which I run the Stenics project with.
Yeah.
Two. I met Manuel Caruso and Ale,
some big names.
Some big names in the calisthenics scene, trained with them, stayed in contact with them, and like got to know the whole Italian scene through them. And just from there, especially with a coach, everything started getting better. And
yeah,
I started seeing incredible progress in a short time, just because I did have the potential, but training for 6 hours a day, five times a week, which I used to do, just wasn't the best way to get it.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. And I got to where I'm now, kind of, yeah, like that. I participated to some championships. I won some stuff, got my name out there, judged a few freestyle events, and I'm more into the judging and coaching now than competing. I'm myself, doing a bit less skill work now in the last year, and I'm trying to do more weighted stuff just to try something
else. I influenced
else.
That guy.
Yeah. I started squatting, I started deadlifting. I mean, I used to train legs before too, but then I stopped when I was doing purely skill training, because
yeah,
it's extremely stressful and it's something I feel now too. But that's for another episode. And yes, I think that's all in all. I started coaching almost 1.5, 2 years ago too, and it's been going well since then.
Pretty cool.
And what's your story?
Oh my god,
your story is good too.
my story is so long. I started calisthenics, I think it was the 1st of January in 2013. It was a New Year's thing.
Whoa.
It was because I dropped out of army, of the German army. I'm from Germany, actually. And I was the fat guy in my army team, however you want to call it. I was in an airborne thing, and I was too fat to jump out of that plane.
Real?
Actually, no joke.
Didn't know this one. I would have been too skinny to jump out. I would have just been blown away by the weight.
You're just allowed to weigh like 100 kg.
Okay.
And I weighed more than that, and I never got my go from the doctor to jump out of a plane. So I never jumped out of a plane. I learned all the stuff, but I never jumped.
He wouldn't let you jump out of a plane now either, right?
He wouldn't. I would be still too heavy. That's a funny thing, as I'm not the fat guy anymore.
All muscle.
But actually, yeah, that was the thing. I dropped out of army, but for me it was, okay, I definitely need to lose some fat. So that's what I did. I went to the gym and trained like a stupid fuck.
The classic.
But the good thing was I was in a gym that actually always shows videos of people from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know that one.
Hannibal for King.
They showed videos of Hannibal for King and Bar Stars and all that stuff. And these guys, they inspired me. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's out.
I
just got started by that.
Thing too. It was back in the
At
day.
That time, it was pretty cool. And I thought, I would like to do that too. And then I stopped going to the gym because there was a roof on top. And if you have a roof on top, that's no calisthenics anymore. So I had to train outside. So that's what happened.
Minus 10 degrees Celsius with no jacket.
I did it. It was January.
I did it too.
I was living in a small village and had to go to a little park where there wasn't even a pull-up bar. There was something where kids play on. Yeah, but it was a possibility to do some pull-ups and learn this stuff. I couldn't even do one pull-up. Okay. I had to learn that there. And then I met my neighbor. We were friends for, I don't know, since we were 6 or something. So I met him and he said, "Nick, what the fuck are you doing?" And I explained it to him and he said, that sounds pretty cool. Let's do this together.
Okay.
And then we started doing that together. And then we built up a pull-up bar and a parallel bar in my garden and started training there, watching all the YouTube videos of all the YouTube guys and stuff. And then we just started this. Yeah.
I didn't even have a dip bar. I only did push-ups for the first 2 years, I think. I didn't do any dips.
Sometimes
I took like the two night something comedies where you put your stuff on and use them to dip and put weight in my backpack.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah, that's how it goes. You get creative with that stuff. What we did was training, and then we met this one girl, Lily, and she told us about pull-up bars in a city pretty close to us, like 20 minutes with a car. And then we said, all right, let's meet up there and train a little bit together. And then we started that, and we just called some friends and brought them there. And that was the birth of Calisthenics Wetzlar in the end. So we started with 6 people telling us, all right, we're going to meet up every Sunday here at, I think it was 2:00, and just train together. Mm-hmm. And this went pretty fast, pretty big. So what we started by the end of December 2013 was like 136 people in the summer of 2014. That's and then crazy. Somebody came up to us, told us, yeah, why don't you join a sports club with all these people and get your own calisthenics thing in the sports club. So that's what we then did then. Mm-hmm. And that was how I went into coaching, because mm-hmm. From that point on, I had to tell people how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
I had to read a lot of stuff. I had to learn a lot of stuff. And I definitely did a lot of mistakes in the beginning.
Well, you learn from them.
But you learn from that. And that's pretty... That's really, really important, this part of the story. So, I learned a lot from that. We did a lot of stuff there, what I wouldn't do anymore and I wouldn't recommend.
I mean, I tried a lot of stuff on myself, a lot of stuff that I wouldn't do anymore and I wouldn't try on other people. So you just need to learn and understand that you're doing something wrong. That's the most important step. Yeah. And get better. But when there's no information out, when it's super hard and nobody does the sport and everything you get is like gym bro pull-ups, you just have to it's not easy.
That's it. But so the lack of information was a huge problem, but what I did, I went to as many workshops as possible in that time to learn more. I read as much as possible to learn more. And then someone came up with the first competitions in that sport, especially in Germany, the first competitions mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Because I think the first World Championships was in 2011. I think that was in Riga mm-hmm. at that time. So, but I didn't knew that.
Nothing
about it. So, I learned that and then I had some people who said, we would like to join the competitions. Nick, you need to prepare us for that. I was like, fuck. Holy shit. So, okay, you got to step your game up. And but what we did was stepping the game up. And since that time, I think we won we won a lot of competitions. We won not only in Germany, all over Europe. We went out there with the Wetzlar Amazon, we call that. There was a group of girls, which they were all unbelievably strong. It was really fun. And we had one guy, Dave.
Yeah.
Some people might know him. Dave goes beast mode. he's a legend.
Yeah, crazy.
And these guys, they really went, they did very well in the competitions.
The first competitions, they were mostly endurance-based.
It was all endurance, about endurance. Maximum pull-ups, maximum dips. But for the man, I think it was in the beginning already with the 32 kg pull-ups and the 48 kg dips.
Yeah,
but nowadays nobody does it anymore.
No, there's still some competitions.
Yeah, come on, the kid stuff. But... that's how I went into that. And then I had to grow to even get them on the point where they can still be competitive. And so I learn even more all the time. Mm-hmm. And 2 years, 1 year ago, I left Wetzlar,
mm-hmm.
moved to Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
And that was... actually the time, I think 2 years ago, I started coaching for money.
Yeah.
Because before it was just something I loved to do.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I had to charge for that, because even to start to charge for it, as you gotta make a living out of something.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago, and today I'm full-time doing that job,
mm-hmm.
living in Vienna and enjoying life.
So I'm training at Das Gym.
Das Gym! That's the short version. Mm-hmm. It was even long. Nearly 10 minutes.
10 minutes too, and just like cut everything that was possible.
Yeah. that's what we do. So far, this is the first episode telling you our story. to get you into this, and we would like to invite you to shoot us some messages telling us what you would like to hear.
Yeah, there's some episodes in German. I think the titles sometimes are in English, so if we can redo one if you're interested in certain topics, or we can do new ones.
Definitely. Yeah. So we will definitely redo some stuff. We will, but we are pretty open for your stuff you want to hear. So let us know what you would like to hear about, and then we catch you on the next episode.